Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 11 regarding Bianca, B-I-A-N-C-A, Vasquez, V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. Bianca Vasquez is a 32-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. Appeared on 2-9-17. She was transferring a big male patient from a seated position to a standing position utilizing a rolling walker and gait belt for safety. Period. The patient lost his balance and began falling to the left side. Period. She utilized her left arm to stabilize the patient at the left hip slash belt to prevent the fall and pulled with all her strength with both arms and hands on the patient to ensure safety and transition him back to seated position. Period. She immediately felt pain, which progressively worsened throughout the day. Period. She describes the body areas that were injured as her low back and neck was radiculopathy, spreading to bilateral upper extremities and bilateral lower extremities with pain, stiffness, and thoracic spine and hips. Period. She does describe numerous diagnoses listed on the back of the first page of the questionnaire to be inserted. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Gretchen relates at one point she was on an oral steroid but experienced an allergic reaction to it. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Vasquez states she was re-injured at work on 3/26/18 while on transitional duty. Period. She was transferring a patient from a wheelchair to a commode at that time. Period. She was treated with physical therapy, common modalities, common manual manipulations, etc., and visits to spine specialist with medications and home exercise program. Period. I have circled the first list of diagnoses on the back of that page. For the second is her duplication of the results of imaging studies that do not have to be inserted as they stand. Period. Just to include a sentence like the following, she also provided a handwritten duplication of the results of diagnostic studies in her cervical and lumbar spine done on 11/13/18 following the injury of 3/26/18. She did not undergo any surgery for that and completed her physical therapy on 6/18/19. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Vasquez underwent a lumbar MRI on 2/21/17 at the referral of Dr. Patkowski, P-A-D-K-O-W-S-K-Y. Period. Those findings will be inserted here. Period. On 2/28/17. She was seen by Dr. Chung, C-H-E-U-N-G, reporting she was injured 3 weeks ago. Appeared she was lifting a 200-plus-pound patient when she felt the twinge in her back. Appeared she followed up with a primary care physician a few days later and started her on medications. Appeared she had a lumbar MRI that showed a bulging disc at L5-S1. Appeared she was still having pain and sometimes numbness and tingling going down her legs. Period. There were no reported additional injuries. Period. Dr. Chung evaluated her and diagnosed her with sciatica and a disc disorder. Period. She referred the petitioner for physical therapy and orthopedic consultation. Period. She also prescribed cyclobenzaprine and authorized her to work in a modified capacity. Period. New paragraph on 3/7/17. She was seen by Dr. Ibrahim, I-B-R-A-H-I-M, complaining of Headaches come, neck pain come, lower back pain radiating down both lower extremities. Period. He noted her mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. After his evaluation, he rendered diagnoses of low back pain, comma, intervertebral disc disorders with radiculopathy, comma, myalgia, comma, and lumbosacral spondylolysis. Pretty prescribed her gabapentin and physical therapy. Period, she was to return in 4 weeks. Period, she saw Dr. Ibrahim again regularly over the next several months. During which time, physical therapy was rendered with some improvement. Period. He later added diagnoses of trochanteric bursitis of the right and left hips, as well as cervicalgia. Period. He performed an EMG on 6/5/17 to be inserted here. Period. He paragraphed, Ms. Vasquez continued to be seen in Dr. Ibrahim's group. Period. On 8/30/17, she was seen by a nurse practitioner named Ms. Asiner, A-S-I-N-E-R. Period. She performed an exam and had the petitioner receive Celebrex and gabapentin. Period. She followed up with the nurse practitioner and Dr. Ibrahim regularly. Period. On 1/11/18, he wrote, he recommended neurosurgery for possible spinal procedures. Period. She was unable to proceed with epidural injections since she had an allergy to steroids. Period. She was going to continue physical therapy and follow up in 4 weeks. Period. Reviewed the results of thoracic and lumbar MRI studies as well. Period. New paragraph, she did undergo a lumbar MRI on 1/8/18 with a history of chronic right-sided pain and radiculopathy to be inserted. Period. Actually, this is a thoracic spine and was read as unremarkable. Period. That same date, she did have an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted as well. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Vasquez was then seen on 1/25/18 by Dr. Ashraf, A-S-H-R-A-F. She reported subjective complaints and denied a history of past motor vehicle accident. Apparently she had been out of work since 2/10/17. Period. Upon exam, she had full range of motion of the cervical spine with negative spiralings. Period. She had normal gait with no ankle clonus or evidence of myelopathy. Period. He wrote she did not have evidence of symptom magnification. Period. He wrote similar findings relative to the lumbar spine. Period. She was neurologically intact in the upper and lower extremities. Period. He reviewed the lumbar MRI from January 2018 and the cervical MRI from October 2017 and the thoracic MRI from that same time frame. Period. He diagnosed lumbar strain and cervical strain. Period. He reassured her that the nature of the findings are extremely benign other than some mild degenerative pathology in the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. She has absolutely no neural compression and no neurologic findings on physical examination. Period. He suggested she complete physical therapy that was previously prescribed and following this, she would be placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph on 327.18, Dr. Petkowski wrote a note excusing her from work between 327.18 and 411.18 due to, quote, lower back pain / muscle spasms, period, end quote. She continued to see Dr. Ashraf through 823.18. He wrote, quote, there is severe psychosocial behavioral overlay on physical examination. Period, she is very tearful with non-organic pain reproduced in her lower back with gentle pressure on her shoulders. Period, there was no paraspinal muscle spasm. Period, she has no neurologic deficits. Period, end quote. He then explained his opinions under the heading of plan that will be inserted as marked. Period. Physical exam, she arrived in a back support and knee-high boots. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Active flexion was 30 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending is 30 degrees, comma, extension full to 60 degrees. With rotation right between 40 and 80 degrees and left between 65 and 80 degrees. Period, when distracted, she had full range of motion in all spheres with no signs of discomfort. Period, she was tender in the midline at C7. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period, she had tenderness of the greater trochanteris bilaterally and the paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. The rest of the, I'm sorry, that section is normal up to supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 65 degrees and left at 75 degrees. He listed her only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. These are not of clinical consequence. Period. New paragraph. Bianca Vasquez alleges to have been injured at work on 2-9-17 when maneuvering a patient. Period, she came under the care of her personal physician named Dr. Petkowski. Period, at his referral, she had a lumbar MRI on 2-21-17 to be inserted here. Period, she was then seen by Dr. Chung, who treated her conservatively for a brief period of time. Period, Ms. Vasquez was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Ibrahim and his colleagues. Period, he also treated her conservatively and had her undergo MRI studies of the thoracic lumbar spine in 1-8-18 to be inserted here. Period, she was unable to undergo epidural steroid injections due to a reported allergy to same. Period, paragraph, she also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ashraf, but initially he believed her presentation was reliable. However, by the end of his treatment, he commented about the significant functional and psychosocial overlay to her presentation. Period, on 8-23-18, he accordingly released her from care back to full duty. Period. As already described above, she alleged to have injured her neck and back again on 3-26-18, performing a similar maneuver. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found she had minimally reduced range of motion about the lumbar spine. That was quite variable. Period. She also had variable range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. When distracted, she had full motion in all spheres. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This is not a clinical consequence. Period. She had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either the upper or lower extremities. Period. Sprung's maneuver was negative, as were neural tension signs in the lumbar spine. Pyridine paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back. Bear this as the case regarding both the 2/9/17 and 3/26/18 injuries. Period. And that is the end.